Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, patriot, end times crew. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Commie Thursday.
Thrash them. Yes.
Yep, and we're going to, too, because, oh boy, this case that we were talking about yesterday with Stephanie Lambert, the attorney from Michigan, who was in D.C. Basically defending her client, who's being charged by Dominion voting machines, that whole slime
fraudulent election lawsuit.
Machines, and they're suing her client for defamation. Saying that because he reported election fraud,
right,
that had to do with Dominion, that he is now guilty of defamation. So, you know, it couldn't be that it's actually true and he's reporting a crime that they're committing. So
they did the same thing to Fox News, and Fox News caved.
Yep, that's right. And so we're going to cover a lot more of that, because this is getting to be quite the interesting story as to what's going on, where, you know, here we've got a sheriff involved.
Right.
We've got Stephanie Lambert's client involved. And Stephanie Lambert, the sheriff, and her client are all doing exactly what you're supposed to do by reporting a criminal act.
Yep. Especially election fraud.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And so then we see this whole stupid Dominion system instead suing them and trying to pin crimes on each of them.
Right.
And so, wow, we definitely got to expose that and give that a whole bunch of coverage. So can't wait to get to that.
Yeah, got that to cover. Got some other thrashing going on, or thrashing that needs to be done, thrashing that has been going on.
That's right.
And so, yeah, we're going to celebrate that when people stand up to the perverts, to the communists, and those that hate America.
Yep.
And God's word, and hate Israel, and hate all that's right.
Yep.
So we have to stand in the gap against their agenda, and we do that proudly. So I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day, though, a little bit early today in the show.
Let's do that.
And the last couple have just been really amazing. How timely.
Well, and so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Psalm 73, verses 1 through 17.
Okay.
And this is interesting, because this is the whole account of David and watching all of the wicked people prevail. And so it reads, "Truly, God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, 'How does God know? And is there any knowledge in the Most High?' Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, 'I will speak thus,' behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end." Then that's it. And And so...
Well, I can relate to that.
Well, yes. Yeah. Most of us can.
Yeah. And boy, you know, we covered this or one very similar to it where the Lord, where he was lamenting how the evil people just seemed to prosper and the Lord showed him their end. And then he was like, okay, I get it now.
Right.
I don't envy them anymore. But it is tempting to find yourself envious of the wicked people who just, they always get away with it.
Right.
They seem to get richer and richer and more powerful.
Yep. Everywhere they go, everything's just handed to them.
Right. And here you are struggling to make ends meet and, you know, gasoline's going up, food's going up. You know, your income isn't matching that. And you know that it's the people responsible are those who are creating these policies that are stripping our wealth.
Right.
And our prosperity from our nation, it trickles right down, you know, to the kitchen table and the gas tank.
That's right.
And they just have their private jets and they fling billions of dollars around like it's going out of style to countries, hundreds of countries without protecting our own border. And you just say, why, Lord? Why?
Right.
You know, why are we struggling and they're prospering and just... It's just not right.
That's right. Yeah, it is a strange thing. And well, David is speaking the same way that most of us have most of our lives. I mean, because I don't know anybody that is so wealthy, you know, wealthy beyond measure that I just don't know any of those people. Or if I do know, right. I don't know that they're wealthy because to my knowledge, I don't know anybody with that kind of wealth. But the people that do, oh yeah, they... you know, I don't understand it, but it is easy to look at them and go, oh yeah. And they get away with bloody murder. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's easy to see with all of the communists right now. And so, you know, but the fact that, you know, it's just the one sentence, but, and then I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. So clearly it's not described exactly what God conveyed to him, or if he gave him a full-blown vision,
right.
Did he actually show him
just a heart change?
Yeah, did he actually show him a vision of hell and all of the wicked wealthy people that are in hell? You know,
right? Or a vision of heaven that they won't partake in?
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
So you know, our
well, either or it could only be one or the other, right?
Right, and the. That's what we have to hold to because he is a righteous and a just God.
Right.
And if the people that are getting away with it, let's just put it that way, right now in this day and age, it's going to catch up with them.
Right.
And those, another difficult thing for me to watch is them persecuting good people.
Yep.
You know, people that are doing the right thing.
That's right.
Righteous people.
Right.
And not having the power to intercede for them is very frustrating.
That's
for
right.
me. I find that. And so I have to really hold to that God's going to make all things right. Those people are only getting away with it for a temporary short while. And the other side of things, the judgment, is going to be so extreme, you know.
Yep. So,
what
well,
an extreme
severe.
Correction.
God in his wrath is called severe.
And in his reward for
right.
for the righteous.
That's right.
As well, will just be, you know, that much, I guess, that on that scale for the righteous people as well. So.
Right. And, you know, that's kind of what this whole big thing with all this election fraud is that is so troubling to both you and I, is that we see these wicked people getting away with one crime after another because they've been at it so long. They've basically placed the whole noose around this nation to where now everybody's powerless.
Right.
And the only positions of power are, you know, fraudulently stolen by all of these communists in the first place that have stolen these positions. And so you watch this, all of this election fraud continue to you know, fill their side of all of the tools. You know what I mean? Every single person that they continue to add.
Every slot, every position.
Yep.
Yeah.
To where they've got all the answers. They win, you know, in every situation because they've cheated, they've lied, they've stolen. And
changed the rules.
Yep. And they've continued to get away with it in sheer wickedness. And so, you know, that's probably the most frustrating part to me as well. And which is probably why we are going to really elaborate on this Stephanie Lambert case, because here's the good people trying to do what's right, trying to do what needs to be done when they are in the position to actually point out these crimes. And so, the fact that, well, now she's arrested, we're not going to let that sit.
You know, speaking of changing the rules as they go or moving the goalpost, if you will, there was a story that just came out of, I think it broke in the Spokesman Review. The Washington Supreme Court has made a ruling that the bar exam no longer is a requirement to practice law. And they're citing the impact on, quote unquote, marginalized groups. Marginalized. And so what they're saying is that the bar exam is disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys. And they also mention, minorities not being able to get into practice law. And, when I look at all these activists, it's all Black females. All of these
Soros-backed judges,
right, prosecuting attorneys, the attorneys general or
Fannie Willis, for example.
Right. One form, fashion, or another, I'm not seeing them. Maybe they just want more of that. I don't know. But
that's really, I'm sorry, but I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed to be a minority and settle for that. I would consider that to be such a huge insult to me that they would, that's essentially like Washington State saying, I'm sorry, all of you people that are too dumb to pass the bar, we're going to drop the bar for you so that you can be included too. How right. embarrassing it would be to get in under that permission. You know what I mean? I'm the one that wasn't smart enough to actually pass the bar. So here I am now that you guys changed the law. I'm sorry, but that would be ultra humiliating.
I wish I had Joe Biden's quote queued up where he said that, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Oh my,
that guy. And, to think that he did not get the smackdown from the entire Black community, he should have had the full on backhand.
Well, he's getting the commie thrashing right now. That commie is getting thrashed by the minority communities, and he's trying to suck up to the Latino community and
everybody's not having it. They're going, you're not fooling us. We've seen what you've done to all of us.
Right. It's shifted. I know in the Black community, the last number that I saw from 4% Trump approval rating up to at least 25% or more now.
Yeah.
So, that's how much the Democrats have lost in support. And this illegal wide open border issue is one of the real drivers for that.
Right.
Because the cities are being completely overrun now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're kicking the Black community to the side to make room
for all the illegals. The
illegals from all these countries. And
we shared that clip on our show of the one woman in, I think it was Chicago, that was really, really angry about how they were being asked to set aside while all the benefits are given to all the illegals. And she was extremely angry.
Yeah.
And so, as they should be.
Yep. Well, there sure is a lot of misjustice out there right now. And people from all demographics are frustrated and had it up to here with it.
Yep.
So this scripture of the day is another timely,
very appropriate,
right on the mark.
Yep.
It hits home where we can relate to it and say, that's what David wrote. That's how I feel right now.
Well, and that's the thing too, where where it says, therefore, pride serves as their necklace, and violence covers them like a garment, and their eyes bulge with abundance. Isn't that the case? And, okay. You know, but it is. That's truly what's going to happen to the wicked. They are going, they're going to be cast out.
Yeah.
They will be judged. They will have to face the white throne judgment, and God casts them out.
Right.
And so I would not wish that upon anybody, not even our worst enemies here. And especially when all it is based on is the fact that they never developed the love of the truth, that they
hate the truth.
They, exactly. And it starts somewhere. They start by being lied to and believing it. And pretty soon they're believing every lie. And so far from the truth, by the point that they've formulated opinions that you can't even retrieve them. God has to turn them over to their own debased mind. And so they never develop the love of the truth, and they're lost because of it.
Yeah.
So
they temporarily benefit because of the lie. That's why they protect the lie.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And punish you for having the truth.
Right.
Just like this attorney.
Yeah, that's how you can feel sad for these people because of this verse here in Psalm 73, verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
Yeah.
And that's when you look at them. That's when you can look at them right now with love and compassion and go, I'm super sorry for where you're headed.
Right.
You know, if there would be any way I could reach you, if you would just sit down and listen to me in such a way that you could actually be saved, I would do that for you. I'd do that for any of those people, any single given moment of my day, for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, absolutely. And actually, that's what we're called to do. So any chance you get, grab one of those lost people. See if you can even plant the tiniest little seed to try to save them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we do our best.
That's right.
All right. So this was Psalm
73, verses 1 through 17.
73, 1 through 17. Got it. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Praise God indeed. Well, Patriots, Remnant, stick around. Segment 2 is coming up. Got more lined up for you on this fine Thoracic Commie Thursday, so stick around. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in DC, and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 brought to you by Katie Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. That's C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com. Check them out. Thank you guys for listening and for your support and your prayers. We sure appreciate it. We try to bring you the truth in the news every day from a Christian patriot perspective. Unlike Lady Liberty, good morning. Welcome back to segment 2.
Thank you. Everyone, welcome back to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Just for those just tuning in, if you're just joining us now, we are coming off the break. We're in segment 2. I wanted to point something out real quick before we get to the story about this attorney being arrested. That's unbelievable in and of itself. Representative Ted Lieu, Democrat from California, he was on an MSNBC show, and he claimed that the best way for people to avoid fake news is to watch MSNBC. He actually said this with a straight face and seemed to mean it. This is the same network that pushed the Russia collusion hoax and every other imaginable anti-Trump conspiracy theory for the last 6 years. That's from the Gateway Pundit. Unbelievable. I'm glad they captured this.
Well, that's hilarious because they know that they're losing their grip, that they don't have the audience anymore. Right. Everybody knows they're liars and they're doing nothing but propaganda anymore.
Yep.
So, yeah. So now they've got to have somebody say, oh, it's just CNN. All these other guys are good.
Right. Now they've got to get the leftist communists to be their cheerleaders, to keep watching, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, keep watching the propaganda.
Right.
You know, oh, this is the best way for you to protect your mind. Watch our propaganda.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Well, so this story that we were starting to cover yesterday has quite a few twists and interesting turns in it with this Michigan attorney, Stephanie Lambert, who was arrested by U.S. Marshals in D.C. following a court appearance after she submitted evidence of numerous crimes, election crimes, that is, and says here that she was arrested in Washington, D.C. on Monday following a court hearing after she allegedly gave evidence of numerous crimes to law enforcement. Lambert had attended a court hearing in Washington, D.C. for a defamation case involving Patrick Byrne, who she represents. And Byrne, the former CEO of Overstock, is being sued over his claims of election fraud, being sued by Dominion voting machines.
Right.
Right. And so here he had reported this election fraud, and Lambert's arrest occurred after it was revealed that she had, the word that was used is leaked, after she had leaked confidential documents from her client to the Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf, who has been actively investigating claims of voter fraud from the 2020 election. And so she reported this crime, these election crimes, the evidence of these election crimes to the sheriff.
And so they describe it as leaked.
Yeah, leaked confidential documents. Well, that's not exactly what you call that. That's called doing your due diligence as a good citizen of the United States.
That's called evidence of a crime.
That's right. And that's exactly what you do with evidence of a crime is you bring it to the county sheriff. And so it says here that Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf has made a bold move by sending a letter to U.S. Representative Jim Jordan urging a congressional investigation into what he alleges is evidence of foreign interference in the 2020 election. Well, imagine that. Imagine that, considering considering the fact that this article that we have on the Georgia attorney, Ryan Germany, from Atlanta, Georgia, he controls passwords to Georgia's Dominion voting systems.
Right.
And instead of local county election board officials who are denied access, the source of testimony in the Curling versus Georgia case are you can actually look those up on election integrity trial in Georgia. And Ryan's dominion over these passcodes supersedes the president and Congress even. He signs treaties for the state of Georgia also. For example, Ryan Germany signed one on October 13th, 2022. Well, he's done many of them. Ryan's treaties transfer Georgia's election data to the UN's Carter Center offices in Atlanta and Beijing, China. That data flipped 104,000 votes to elect the wrong senator from Georgia and gave the wrong party control of the Senate.
Wait, I thought that was a congressional thing only. For treaties with a foreign government or foreign governments?
That's the Senate. Yeah, the Senate is the one that has to ratify any treaty. And yet here we've got this treaty transfer, transferring Georgia's election data to the UN's Carter Center offices in Atlanta and Beijing. And so here we've got, you know, and that was the problem, was the foreign interference evidence that over 100 congressmen said, we've got to investigate this because this is foreign interference into our election, which we're required to cover by law.
Okay, the last 30 seconds. This attorney was arrested, we found out, for failure to appear.
Right.
And why did she not appear?
Okay, so it says here that she had a warrant for her arrest because her attorney set her up to not appear at a hearing. He had a cyber attack. Then his office exploded in Clinton, Michigan. He showed up to this hearing after this email was sent out. And so while she didn't even know about it, apparently. Her attorney didn't even get the notice about why she didn't show up or anything because of this explosion in his office.
Dirty, rotten communist tactics.
Yep.
Yep. They're going after the whistleblowers. Well, we're out of time, folks. You be safe out there. You be blessed and stay vigilant. Stay in prayer and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrasher Call Me Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.